Good morning, FBCA family. It is Thursday, February 19th, 2026, and welcome to this morning's daily Lenten prayer service. It is a different day for me. Obviously, I'm recording this earlier, and it's the 100th day of school that I have survived, barely. I feel like she sums me up pretty well. But I wanted to share with you, I have been a member of FPCA since about 2011, and I am currently serving as an elder on session and also a part of the Compassion, Peace, and Justice team. So it's really nice to be here with you this morning. So the question that I had to reflect on was, how might invitation be a spiritual practice? How might invitation be a spiritual practice? So I have some thoughts on that. I looked to scripture first, a lot in the New Testament, where Jesus invites us into a new way of life. In Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So inviting us to come and seek some rest. In John 7, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Also in John, "Come and see," this invitation, an invitation to come and take up your cross, in Mark 10. And also in Mark, "Come away to a secluded place and rest." And finally from Matthew, another one, "Come, you blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom." So for me personally, I picked this question because in joining this church all those years ago, I was really seeking a church that lived outside of its walls and became really involved in local mission. It's where my heart is for sure. And I continue to serve in different ways, but I guess that invitation alone is what drew me to this church. And it continues to sustain me in different ways, even outside of mission. I do love how our church partners with so many different groups to serve those who are underserved or marginalized in our community. But personally, I wanted to share with you that anytime an invitation has been extended to me, whether that's to be a part of a small Lenten group or an Advent group, or to join in Family Promise and serving those families, or in my least favorite example, but I'll relate why it was a great example, is right when I joined the church, someone put me on the finance committee. Well, obviously they didn't know me very well because I don't do numbers or money, but somehow I landed there. But the joke is, and it's a meaningful joke, is that I met some of my favorite people there, and I wouldn't have met them had I not said yes. And the same with being asked to serve on the nominating committee that brought Pastor Taylor here. It was a lot of work and it was a lot of time, and I knew it was going to be, but I just have the mindset that when an invitation is extended, even if it's out of our comfort zone, I say yes. I can't think of a time where I have regretted the yes. So just something to think about. In closing, I just thought we could, I found this, and I like the way that it says that when Jesus calls men to himself, he says it in two words, "Follow me." And so the question that I have for all of us in this Lenten season is, where is God calling us to partner with him today? What is she or he speaking to you? What invitations might have been extended that you are having on a pause right now, contemplating and in prayer, wondering if that pause could be unpaused and a yes could be replaced. Could you join me in prayer? Lord, thank you for all the invitations that come into our lives. And not every invitation can be answered with a yes. But if it is an invitation that is meant to be answered, and we are supposed to step up to that invitation, Lord, please make it blatantly clear that that is something that you would like us to be a part of. And keep us vigilant this entire Lenten season for any kind of invitations that may come our way. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and all the invitations that you have provided for us and will continue to provide for us. We ask this all in your name. Amen. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.